Great.
Okay. So we're up to the Gemara on the Mem Hey Yom and Beis. Says the Gemara. Four lines from the bottom. I think it's what we learned last time. Tani Chada, one brisa says, Ha'oina Omein Achar Berkoisov. If anybody answers Omein after their own bracha, Harezeh Meshubach, then that's considered praiseworthy. The Tani Idach, and yet we have another brisa that seems to say the opposite, and it says, Harezeh Maguna. That's the opposite of praiseworthy. That's considered to be critical. So are we criticizing or are we complimenting somebody who says Amen after his own brachas? Says the Gemara, it's not a stira, loy kasha. Ho b'boine Yerushalayim. That one is following b'boine Yerushalayim, which is essentially at the end of the benching. And ho b'shar brachas. What's the difference? Have a look at Rashi. Ho b'boine Yerushalayim shehi soif habrachas. Remember, we have to be aware, and this is going to be again after the next Gemara as well. The first three brachas, l'chayra adayiraisa, whereas the fourth, which is hativa amitiv, after Bein Yerushalayim, is only midrabono. It got added at the time of the Haruge Beitar. So essentially, the end of benching is really Bein Yerushalayim, and that's why we say the Omein at the end, which signifies that we've come to the end. That we've come to the end. Says Rashi, v'chein b'soif birkas de kriyashma, Rashi adds in as well, shachris v'arvis, v'achar kol birchoysov, quote unquote, duktoni b'braisa harizem mashubach, that's what it's referring to, achar kol birchoysov ka'oma, that's what it means, achar kol gmar kol birchoysov, when there's a series of brachas and you finish the whole seder of the brachas, then that is what's being discussed. Va'achar kol birkoisov d'ktoni harizem maguna, quote unquote, and that which we said that if you say omein after your brachas, that is maguna, that is the soif kol bracha u bracha ka'oma. That's referring to every single individual bracha, but not when you have a series. And this we already saw in Tosas Lamaisa, the minhag is not that way. We only say omein at the end of b'nei barachma v'Yerushalayim omein. So that's what we saw last time. So let's immediately continue. Says the Gemara. On the third bottom line, Abaya Oni Lei Bekola. Abaya used to say this Omein, Oina used to respond, used to say this Omein Bekola with a loud voice. Why did he say it with a loud voice? Says the Gemara, Kihecha Delishmu Poyalim. In order that if there were any poyalim, any people who were working, they should hear it loud. Velikumu, and they would be able to then get up and go to their work. Poyalim are very, very stressed for time. Every minute by them is precious. They need to go and work. So Abaya used to deliberately say the Omein very loud. That way, clearly indicating to them that that basically is the end of benching. And if it's the end of benching, they can leave and they're not mukhuyev to stay any longer. The hatoiv, the hametiv, because the fourth brach vatoiv hametiv is lav deiraisa, that's not min hatoira. So it's not critical that they stay for that part. Look at Rashi. Kiheich yadalishmu poyalim, v'yeidu, and this way they will know, she'nigmara kol habracha. They know that they have finished the bracha. Shaharei ein ha-mavorech oina omein elo lebasoif. Because the mavorech only answers omein at the end. And if they hear the mavorech saying omein, so they know that clearly he's come to the end, because that's the only place you say omein. If you would say omein at every single bracha, then how are they to know that you've come to the end? But because omein is only at the end, so as soon as they hear omein, they know that's it, they're off. And why is it so important that they know when the end, says Rashi? Velikumu la'avida tayu. They can go to their avoida. They can get up and stand and go to their work. Ve'imishum. And if you are concerned about the fact that the komafkuluhu, you are removing from them. Me'ateva ha'meitiv, comma. Why are we happy for them to leave after Bein Yerushalayim? But that way you're removing from them the bracha of Ateva ha'meitiv. They're going to miss out on that bracha. Says Rashi, this is explanation of the Gemara, it's not the end of the world. Loi ichpas le luhu. Loi ichpas le. Why is it loi ichpas le? Why was Abaya not concerned about Ateva ha'meitiv? Because he says, the kosova, the lav, doiraisahi. Because he held that the bracha Ateva ha'meitiv is not really a bracha min hatoiro. Rather, elo beyavne tiknuho. Rather, Chazal, it was a rabbinic enactment. They instituted it in Yavne. Al haruge beitar. It concerned the people who were killed in the town of Beitar, shenitnu lekvura. The famous story recorded in the Gemara that they were eventually, after many, many, many years, they had been killed. They were not allowed to be buried, and eventually they were. So when they were allowed to be buried, that was considered a great source of simcha. And that's why they instituted the bracha of Hatoiv v'hameitiv. But it's only a takona of Chazal. So here we're being told that because it's only a takona of Chazal, it's not critical, therefore, that the poyalim, that the workers, hear this bracha.
So yet Abai himself would continue.
You would continue. For sure he would continue, but he would say amen loudly. That way the poyalim would know that the main part of benching is over and they're entitled to leave.
Now, and if the poyalim didn't have to go to work, they would be obligated to say the full birkas hamazon.
We're obligated midrabanan to say the fourth bracha as well, correct.
And beyond?
Everything after the end of la'olam ali chasreinu is just a minhagim. Some people don't say it at all. A lot of people in Eretz Yisrael who follow the minig of the Vilna Goyen, all the harachamons, they're very important tefillahs, but they're not essentially a part of benching, and they don't say them at all. Tells the Gemara that Rav Ashi did the exact opposite. Rav Ashi oni lei belechisha. Instead of saying this omein bekoil, to the contrary, he said it belechisha. Belechisha means he said it silently. Doesn't mean completely silently, but it means he didn't want to make a whole big song and dance about it. Why? Ki heichi deloi mezalzel ba'atoiv ha'meitiv. To the contrary, he didn't want to be a mezalzel in the bracha ha'atoiv ha'meitiv. For the very reason that Abaya says, I'm not so concerned with ha'atoiv ha'meitiv. So he was concerned, Rav Ashi, that to the contrary, this would cause a tremendous zilzel. And people will say, right, so apparently Ha'atoiv ha'meitiv is not such an important part of benching. Like you say, Ramesh Zelig, next time even I'm sitting by myself, I don't need to say it. So to the contrary, so he did not say Amen loudly in order for people not to be mezalzel. Says Rashi, the last Rashi on the Amud, Rav Ashi oni lahahu Amen belechisha. He used to answer it quietly. It doesn't say that he didn't say Amen. He did say Amen. But he said it quietly, ki heichi deloi lishmu, in order to the contrary, that the poelim should not hear it. V'yeidu shesham gomar habrochas. But to the contrary, Rav Ashi said, I'd rather that they did not know. I'd rather that they did not know that we've come to the end of v'hatoiv ha'meitiv. Why would I rather that they do not know? Because then v'yizalzlu v'hatoiv ha'meitiv.
Right. And during those times, wasn't the leader saying the entire benching out loud? Or he was, I mean, why do we have to make a big deal about Amen? It's, we're hearing him say the brachas. We know where he is.
No, we're hearing him say the brachas. The question is, when can the poelim leave?
Right. So he hears that he finishes the third bracha. You know, that how what does it matter whether he says Amen out loud or?
Yeah, just to signify that we've come to a major junction.
Okay.
It's not that they didn't know where he was up to, but in order to show everybody that we've come to a major stage, this is the end of the main part of benching.
Okay.
So Abaya did so in order that the poilim should go. And Rav Ashi says, I'm concerned that there'll be mezalzel v'teva meitiv. Says Rashi, we don't want them to be mezalzel v'teva meitiv u'miyu, however, mishum desoif kol berkoisov hoya. But because it is at the end of the day, we can't deny it is the end of the brachos. So therefore you do have to say amen. V'tanya b'braisa harizem shubach, comma. And it did at the end of the day say that it's praiseworthy to say amen at the end. So therefore, loisagi deloy onile. Therefore, it would not suffice not to say it. You've definitely got to say amen. Make no mistake, says Rashi, don't think that Rav Ashi, who was concerned about the Zulz Latir Ametiv, he never said amen bechlal. No. He was makayim this halacha absolutely. But he was makayim it by saying amen quietly. He didn't want to make a whole song and dance out of this last bracha because it had been mezalzel nativ amitiv. Now, if you look in Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, Tosfos says, Rav Ashi onile belechish, v'chein posak bahag. And this is the way that the bahag paskens. V'oid, furthermore, the ledidan, the leka poyalim. Nowadays, we don't have these poyalim. It's not so likely this circumstance that you're sitting benching with people who are desperate to leave, and therefore afilu abaya moida. So not only did the Bahag say that if I had to choose one of the two opinions, I'd go with the second, but besides for that, it could be that the first opinion is not relevant anyway, because the first opinion was worried about the poyalim. He says it's nowadays not negare the poyalim. And indeed, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, if anybody has a Mishnah Berurah in front of them, have a look in Chelek Beis. Take a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Beis. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Pei Ches, Sif Aleph, Shulchan Aruch says, Achar Shechosam Boine Yerushalayim Yoina Omein. Achar Berkas Atzma. You have that Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Pei Ches, 188. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Aleph, Achar Shechosam Boine Yerushalayim Yane Omein. A person says Omein, which is what we do. Achar Birkas Atzma, even though he is the one who interprets making bracha, and we don't normally answer Omein to our own brachas, but here's the exception. Pnei Shehi Sirum HaBracha. It's Deiraita, Deiraisa. This is the end of the series of Deiraisa brachas. Da Teva Meitiv Eino Deiraisa. The Teva Meitiv is not considered a Deiraisa. Says the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Beis, Omein ze yoimrenu belachash. This Omein you should say silently. That was the opinion of Rashi in the Gemara. Kedei sheloi yargishu, in order that people shouldn't feel or sense, sheberkas Teva Meitiv eino Deiraisa. If you make a whole big statement that we've now basically finished benching, the people will understand that we've finished the deraisa part, the zalzlu ba, and that will cause people to be mezalzel in the last bracha. Here's the Shulchan Aruch. Whoopsie. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Now, the woe will be in the following case. We can close the Shulchan Aruch now, in the Mishnah Berurah. There is a fascinating Morgan Avram. And the Morgan Avram says the following halacha. What would be, for example, if you're about to eat a banana and you have to make a bari pri adoma and you cannot remember whether you've already made a bracha or not? It's a sofik. So halacha is, as we know, sofik brachas lahokel. Brachas are only midrabanan, sofik brachas lahokel. What would be if you're not sure, for example, imagine it comes to this Tuesday and Wednesday, Rosh Hashanah, and you cannot remember, have I heard Tekiah Shofar today? Yes or no? I can't remember. I know I was planning Tekiah Shofar. I don't remember whether I've heard Tekiah Shofar. Or if you think that's a very far-fetched scenario, maybe a more likely scenario would be that I definitely heard Tekiah Shofar, but I don't know whether I'm Yetzer.
Lost you.
We all lost each other. I have a banana in front of me. I'm not sure whether I've said a bracha, sofik brachas lahoka. Imagine it would come to Rosh Hashanah. I'm not sure if I've heard Kir Shofar, or perhaps a more likely scenario, I definitely heard Kir Shofar, but I'm not sure if I'm Yetzer the Mitzvah. Why am I not sure? There were plenty of mistakes, or perhaps mistakes. I'm not sure if the Baal Tekiah got it right. So it's a suffix with I'm Yetzer the Mitzvah. Now, Kir Shofar is a Mitzvah min HaTorah. And if it's a Mitzvah min HaTorah, then obviously I've got to hear Kir Shofar again. Suffix Doiraisa Luchumra. What about the Bracha? I've got to hit Kir Shofar again because I'm not sure whether I've yetzer the mitzvah and sofik deraisa lechumra, but the bracha lishmoya koil shofar is not deraisa. That's only the rabbanon. So the halacha is you do not say another bracha. You do have to hear shofar, but you don't say another bracha. Is that a contradiction? It's not a contradiction. Because the mitzvah is a deraisa, sofik deraisa lachumra, the bracha is only a drabonon, sofik bracha is lahokel. So you'll hear shofar again and you will not make a bracha. Same would apply also, for example, if you are not sure on the first day of Sukkot whether I've shaken lulav. Or I did shake lulav, but I'm not sure maybe my lulav was posel. I don't know. So I've got to shake again, but I do not make a bracha. Now, there is one case where brachas are min ha-toira, and that's Birkas HaMazon. Maybe Birkas HaTorah as well, the Shagas Arya Paskins, but Birkas HaMazon is min ha-toira. So imagine you've eaten a meal and you're chayav to bench, and I cannot remember, did I or did I not say Birkas HaMazon? Have I benched or have I not benched? So the halacha would be sofik deiraisa luchumra. I've got to bench again because benching is deraisa. So here comes the big question. What about the bracha? What about the bracha about teva meitiv? Because even though Birkas HaMazon is be'emes deraisa, but teva meitiv is only drabona. So just like in the case of lulav, where with regard to the deraisa, meaning the mitzvah of shaking lulav, I'll be machmir. But with regard to the bracha, I'll be mekel because that's a derabanan. So I see that I have to make a distinction between the deraisa, minatira, and the derabanan. So therefore, the same would be true in benching as well. If I'm not sure whether I benched, so the first three brachas, I'll have to bench again. Because the first three brachas are deraisa, but the fourth bracha, as we just saw now, is only derabanan, And if the fourth bracha is only drabanan, so maybe with regard to that, I should say sofik drabanan lakula. Which would be a little bit of a bizarre thing, because basically I'm only doing half a benching now, or three quarters of a benching. So the Mogen Avraham says a tremendous chiddush. And you'll see why, therefore, we're mentioning it now. Says the Mogen Avraham that no, you will have to say the fourth bracha as well. How can that be? The fourth bracha is only midrabbanan. And why don't I say Safed Rabbanan Hakel? Says the Mogen Avraham, because if you repeat all of benching, brachas number 1, 2, and 3, and you miss out Tateva Hametiv, that will be a zilzul to the bracha of Tateva Hametiv. Why is that considered a zilzul? We just said that if you're not sure if I've made Bayre Pri or Adoma, my banana, so I can carry on eating and I don't have to make a bracha. Why is that not considered a zilzul? And the obvious answer is because not making a bracha is one thing. But saying all the other brachas and missing that one out, that's worse. That's worse. Which means, Mayrav Raboisai, what would now be, what would you paskin Raboisai in the following scenario? Imagine a person has eaten a meal and he knows that he has definitely benched the first three brachas, definitely. He's only got a suffix about the fourth bracha. I can't remember. I definitely said the first three brachas, but I cannot remember whether I said Ateva Hametiv. What would you say? What would be the halacha in that case? There is big room to say L'chaira, that you would not have to say that bracha again. That's not considered a zilzul. Because here, my suffix only refers, only is applicable to a drabonon. Therefore, standard rules apply. Safik drabonon lukula. Masha'en kein, that's not what the Mogen Avraham was talking about. The Mogen Avraham was talking about where the entire benching is a safik. And if the entire benching is a safik, then that's a different story. To be machme with regard to some of them and not with regard to the others, that would be considered a zilzul. But if my sofik was only with regard to the fourth bracha, that's not considered a zilzul, because my sofik is in a drabonon, a sofik drabonon, the kula. L'chor, that's what would come out. Now, let's just bring this to a full conclusion. So when I say, I'm not sure whether I've shaken lulav on the first day of Sukkos, Ramela, what do I have to do? I've got to shake lulav again because Safik Daraisa L'chumra. But I do not have to make a bracha because Safik Rabbanan L'kula. So why don't I say that's a zilzul to the bracha? Teretz is because the lulav and the bracha on the lulav is considered two separate things. So yes, I machmir in one and I makel in the other. That's not considered a zilzul. Whereas benching, it's all you're doing the same thing four times. What am I doing? I'm saying brachas. So to be machme with regard to the deraisa and to be mekel with regard to the rabbanon, that's the chiddush of the Mogen Avraham. That's considered a zilzul. Because here you cannot divorce the two. The bracha on the lulav and the shaking of the lulav, that's two different things. There's the maisa and the tilas lulav and there's the bracha on the lulav. So I'll be machmir with regard to the mitzvah of lulav, and I'll be mekel with regard to the bracha. But over here, all I'm doing is saying brachas. So to be machmir on the deraisa and be mekel on the drabanon, that would be considered a zilzul. Okay, so that's similar to what we're mentioning in the Gemara. That's why Rav Ashi said, and that's what we saw we passed in the Shulchan Aruch, that Omein should not be made too loudly, because we don't want to in any way denote now this bracha is less important than the others, and that would be considered a zilzul to the bracha Ateva Meitiv. Okay. Says the Gemara, top line. Reb Zeira cholash. Reb Zeira became very weak and ill. Ol legabe Rebbe Avohu. Reb Avohu went up to visit him. Bekochaylem. Says the Gemara, Kibel Ale, he was makabel on himself. I mitpach. Rabbi Yosef, how do they translate mitpach in Altskor? He swelled, he grew. Right at the top of Mem Vav Amud Aleph, I would say.
Yeah, cholesh.
No, mitpach.
Yeah.
Mitpach.
Well,
we'll recover.
Oh, recover. Okay. Imitpach. Ketina chorich shoki. A very strange phase. What does that phrase mean? Look at the top Rashi. Ketina chorich shori, says Rashi. Kach hayukoyrin l'Reb Zeira. This was what they used to call Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira, for some reason, was actually known as Ketina Chorik Shori. If you want to know why, says Rashi, B'tama b'farish b'metzia. Vaseches apoylim. Have a look there for further details. So, Ketina Chorik Shoki is Reb Zeira's name. So what is Rav Avohu saying? If Reb Zeira recovers, then Avidna Yoyma Tovel Rabbanon. I will make a whole Yom Tov, and I'm making a whole Suda for all the Rabbanon. As a Suda Zayda. And indeed, Itpach. He recovered. So, as promised, Ovad Suudasa Lekulu Rabbanon. So he made a suda for all of the Rabbanon. That's what he promised to do. Kimata l'mishrei. When he came to what? What does l'mishrei mean? Look at Rashi.
Mishnah, Shirusa.
Start. Says Rashi, Kimata l'mishrei, the second Rashi, Lishna de Shirusa. It's a Lashon of Shirus. Kloimar. What this means is to say, lifrois to cut birkas amoitzi, to make the bracha birkas amoitzi velecho. So they had this whole suda, and it came to the stage of the suda where they're about to say amoitzi and to eat the bread. So omalei l'Reb Zeira. So Rabbi Avohu, remember who's hosting the suda, says to Reb Zeira, lishri lon mar. Can Mar, the master, meaning can you, Reb Zeira, please make a bracha of Hamoitzi on behalf of all of us? Omalei. So he responded, absolutely not. He said, Loi sovar lo Mar. It's a rhetorical question. Does Mar not hold Lahod Reb Yechanan? Don't you hold the Reb Yechanan's chiddush? What did Reb Yechanan say? The Omar? Bal habayis boitzeya. Who should cut the bread? The bal habayis. So why are you honoring me to cut the bread? Don't you know that Rabbi Yochanan said that whoever's the bal habayis, he's supposed to cut the bread. So I'm sorry, it shouldn't be me, said Rabbi Zeira. Rather, it should be you, Rabbi Avohu. Why? Because you are the bal habayis. Fine. So he accepted it, shori lahu. So he cut the bread. Shori lahu, he cut the bread for them. Once again, kimoti levaruchi. When it came to the time now of benching, omalei, so he said, navrich lon mar. Can mar, meaning the master of Zera, can you please bench on behalf of us? Once again, he refused. Omalei, loy sovar lo mar. Don't you hold lahod Rav Huna, the min Bovel? Don't you know what Rav Huna says, the one Rav Huna from Bovel? The Omar Boitseya Mavarech. He says quite clearly that whoever cuts the bread at the beginning of the meal should be the one to be Mavarech at the end of the meal. And seeing as I told you and you accepted, what did you do? You were the one who at the end of the day was Boitseya. Well, if you were Boitseya, then you should be the one benching. So if you accepted my rebuke first time round, and indeed you were the one who cut the bread and you made the bracha, then you should be benching as well. Ve'iu, but he himself, Reb Zeira, commands Svirale. Who does he hold like? In other words, he got this teichacha twice from his Rebbe. Don't you hold of Rabbi Yochanan? Don't you hold of Rav Huna? But what did he himself hold? He must have known that. He holds Kihod Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechai Balabayis Boitseya. It's true the Balabayis should be Boitseya, but the Oirach Mavorech. There's another opinion, and that's what he held, that says that the guest should be the one to bench. Why? Balabayis Boitseya Kadesha Yivtsa Ba'ayin Yofe should give everybody a generous portion. He should bench, he should give a bracha to the host. Okay, I see we're running out of time. We're going to have to stop over here. I guess tomorrow is going to be a rather busy day. So I'm not sure when we'll learn next, but Amit Hashem will be in touch. In the meantime, Ramash Shalak Siva Chasima Toiva, Amit Hashem.
Amit Hashem.
All the best.
All the best.